From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Let's get right to it. We've got a lot to go through today, and, of course, two major events. We're going to be looking back at what happened 23 years ago when Muslims waged jihad on American soil, flew jetliners into buildings, killed thousands of American citizens, all in the name of the religion of peace. And we're going to be talking to Robin Poffman, who was there in Lower Manhattan when all of this happened, and she survived, wrote an incredible book about it. We're going to be talking to her a little bit later on. Also, Dr. Ben Carson's going to be here, and Dr. Carson named to a top position in the Trump campaign. We'll be talking with Dr. Carson about that in just a little while. But I want to start by talking about this debate last night, and it was not a debate. It was an ambush, and I am angry. Last night, I was throwing things at my beautiful, huge, flat-screen television. I was throwing things. I was yelling at my screen. I think I really concerned my neighbors because I was in a rage last night. I went to bed and I woke up this morning and I'm still in a bad mood. And it's not because it's not that Trump lost the debate last night. And we're going to work through that because I don't think he lost. I mean, from a debate performance standpoint, okay, maybe. But as far as substance, Trump actually won last night. And I was going through and reading a lot of the transcripts early this morning, and it's very clear to me that Trump actually had command of the issues. Kamala Harris, she came across as mean, nasty, condescending, and very rehearsed last night. Trump looked like he was in a bad mood. Trump looked like he wished he was anywhere other than that debate stage last night. And again, it wasn't a debate. It was an ambush. But last night, Trump did as good as he could possibly have done going 3-1. And that's what it was. And I want to start out first by talking about ABC News. What a disgrace to the profession of journalism these people are. I mean, this is some pretty despicable stuff that they did. And honestly, the Republicans have no one but themselves to blame for any of this. Do I think it's going to matter at the end of the day? No, I don't. And I'll explain more of that in just a moment. As a matter of fact, I think Trump actually, in the minds of the American people, came out ahead last night. And I'll get to that in a moment. I got a lot to get to today, folks. And we're going to get to your calls, too. But we need to talk about what happened with David Muir and Lindsay Davis. She was the anchorette. You heard very little from her, by the way. They let the white guy do most of the talking. I don't understand that. That was the optics were not good. Regardless, ABC News did a great disservice to the country last night. This could have been a great night for journalism. It could have been a great night for politics. It could have been a great night for America because we've got some serious problems facing our nation right now. But if you listen to Kamala Harris, the most pressing issue facing the nation is whether or not women should be able to abort their babies. I mean, that was her. She started with that. She ended with that. And every single thing was directed at abortion. The number of lies that Kamala Harris spewed last night was just off the charts. At least 25 verifiable lies. We can literally say, here's what she said last night. And we're going to do this in just a little while. Here's what she said last night, but here's what she said just a couple of weeks ago or last month or last year. Not once did they fact check the vice president. Meanwhile, every time Trump opened his mouth, they were arguing with him. And what I found incredibly disrespectful is that, first of all, nobody even bothered. And here's one of the first questions I would have brought up, because Kamala Harris was like, well, we all just need to, you know, love each other. And we all just need to hang out together and hug everybody and just eat a big old bowl of collard greens together and sing Kumbaya. And then she would turn around and she would look at Donald Trump and, "Don't you agree with me, you racist pig?" It's like, wait, what? She's talking about unifying the nation, and in the same breath, she's out there literally attacking Donald Trump and calling him every name in the book. So anyway, we're going to play this audio for you. Not once do they fact check Kamala Harris. They're all over Donald Trump. Nobody brought up the assassination attempt. And here's what I would have done last night, and this is why they will never allow me to moderate a presidential debate. I would have just asked the vice president, "Madam Vice President, over the years, the Democrat Party, you have called President Trump and his supporters irredeemable, beyond redemption. You've called them the dregs of humanity. You've called them deplorable. You've called them bitter. The list goes on and on and on, Madam Vice President. Do you believe that the rhetoric coming out of the White House and the Democrat Party is what led to President Trump nearly being assassinated?" I would have asked that question, and it's a fair question to ask. But the ABC moderators didn't even see fit to even bring that up as an issue. Trump had to literally insert it, and then they cut him off. They cut the man off. What we saw last night was the second attempted assassination of President Donald J. Trump on national television. It was disgraceful. Now, here's what needs to happen right away. And I want to hear your thoughts on this. I want to get your take. Who do you think won the debate? Who do you think lost the debate? What do you think the highlights were? What advice would you give President Trump? But here's what I think the Trump campaign needs to do. And this needs to be done immediately, because this was so egregious last night. The Trump campaign needs to formally demand retractions and a formal apology from ABC News over what happened. There was blatant bias, and it is all verifiable. Now, this isn't just Todd Starnes speaking out the wazoo. This is, ladies and gentlemen, all verifiable. They did not challenge her once, and they need to be held accountable for that. And by the way, why is that? Why is that? Well, I'll give you one clue as to why they did what they did to Donald Trump. The Disney executive in charge of ABC News happens to be a very close personal friend of, brace yourself, everybody, Kamala Harris. Dana Walden. As a matter of fact, Dana Walden donated $20,000 last year to President Biden and the Democrats. That's where the Republicans agreed to do their debate. I'm going to get to that in a minute, too. I'm about to piss off a good many people across America, across political aisles. So that's the reason why this thing went south, and it went south quickly. As a matter of fact, I would be willing to suggest that Kamala Harris actually got the questions in advance. Or maybe she's the one who gave the questions to the ABC moderators. It was that well rehearsed. Trump just came in there. He looked like he was in a very bad mood. And I would be, too, if I showed up for a debate and found out I was going to have to go after the moderators, too. But we know of all of the false claims and the hoaxes. We've been able to verify and document all of it. And so here's what needs to happen. Let me get back to here's what needs to happen, because I've got some homework for you to do. And this is stuff you need to do during the show. First of all, the Trump campaign should demand a formal retraction and apology. Until that happens, the campaign should ban every single ABC News reporter from every one of their campaign events, every one of them, period. And that includes the local affiliates. And this is where all of you state and local Republican parties need to get involved, because you should be enraged over how they treated Donald Trump. You need to announce immediate boycotts of local ABC News affiliates, because this is how you do it, folks. These people, a lot of these reporters, they hate conservatives. They're soulless, woke monsters. They hate America. They hate our way of life. And the only thing they respond to is the pocketbook. So you got to hit them where it hurts the most, and that's their bank account. So I want to encourage you to reach out to your local ABC News affiliate and express your extreme displeasure over the ambush last night and tell them that not only are you boycotting, but you're calling their advertisers and you're telling the advertisers why you are boycotting that television station. That's what needs to happen here. And guys, let's get the phones. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, I've already called my local ABC affiliate, ABC 24 in Memphis, Tennessee. I was very kind and polite. Lady answered the phone, and I explained why I was calling. But I'm telling you, folks, it is time to play freaking hardball with these propagandists. I'm tired of it. And you know what else I'm tired of? What the hell was the Republican Party thinking putting Donald Trump on that debate stage on a radical leftist news network? Who thought that was a good idea? I want to meet that person, and then they need to be fired. I want to know who was responsible for preparing President Trump last night. Because let me tell you something, there's a difference between the real world and the Twitter world. And when President Trump was going off about the dogs and how the illegals are eating the dogs and the cats, which, by the way, is true, and we'll get to that audio, and we have verified evidence that is true, the average American has no idea about that. But you know what they do have? You know what the average American does know about? That illegals are killing American citizens on American soil. Nobody mentioned Lake and Riley's name last night. That was bad debate prep. That's what that was. And I'm upset about it. Because there are people in this campaign, and they are grifters. They're sorry, no good for nothing grifters. They don't care about Donald Trump. They just care that he's a multi-billionaire. And they love putting on the tuxedos, and the women love getting all dolled up like they're going to be standing on some damn street corner, going to Mar-a-Lago, hobnobbing. They're not conservative. And yet we put those people, we surround those people, we surround President Trump with those people. They don't care. It's all about it's a grift for those people. And I'm sick of it. Our president should have been better prepared last night. Not what was anybody talking about going down to Kroger and how much it costs to get groceries? How much it costs to fill up the gas tank? Let me tell you something. When you look at the post-debate polls, when you look at the CNN, the instant poll from CNN last night, and this is fascinating. The instant poll showed that President Trump's numbers actually went up and hers went down when the question came to who is more capable of handling the economy. You see, the American people, ladies and gentlemen, they saw through all of that last night. They saw through the ambush. They saw through Trump's anger and maybe his not being prepared. They saw through it all. And you know why? Because they're exhausted. The American people are exhausted. This economy and inflation, the job situation, it's crushing everybody. And the American people are at a point where they don't care. They don't care about the abortion issue anymore. They don't care about the illegals. They just care about what is happening in their own home and whether or not they're going to be able to have enough money to put food on the table. That's what last night should have been about. So my question to the Republican Party, are you people idiots? In all seriousness, why are we going back to ABC and CNN and MSDNC? Hold the debate on Newsmax. Hold the debate on the Todd Starnes show. I will give you a great, fair, and balanced debate. But I'm telling you, folks, that at the end of the day, I don't think this debate moves the needle at all. I don't. I think they tried to take out Trump last night. I think they failed. But this election cannot be about Donald Trump. This election has to be about we the people. That's what it has to be about. All right, let's go to the phones here. Johnny, Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. Johnny, who do you think won that debate?
Kamala Harris did. She wiped the floor with it.
How do you say that? And what do you mean she wiped the floor with him?
Well, I don't understand how you could support Donald Trump.
No. I'm asking you a question, Johnny. You said she wiped the floor. How did she wipe the floor with him?
True, because she told the truth. I don't see how you.
No, she's a liar.
Trump anyway.
Johnny, she's a liar. She's a liar. She said very fine people. That was a lie. That was a lie, Johnny.
You would never support someone that supports abortion. So there you go right there, Todd, sir. Now you are lying. You are the one lying. when you said
she's a baby killer,
somebody was eating cats and somebody was eating dogs.
That's right.
Was a lie. And then,
do we have the 911 audio? Do we have the 911 audio? Hold on, Johnny. Hold on. Stop for a second. Johnny, I want you to listen. This is 911 audio from Springfield, Ohio. Let's listen together, Johnny, shall we? Let's educate ourselves.
Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people, there was about four of them, they all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't
right,
make out the
that's
first
good. So, Johnny, you just heard an official 911 tape of an eyewitness saying that they're seeing the Haitians taking the geese and killing them.
That it was rehearsed. That is nothing but made up. And you
oh, it's made up.
Reddit.
I see. Made up like Kamala Harris's her lies last night, Johnny?
What do you see when you go to a Trump rally? You see Confederate flags and the middle finger saying what to Joe Biden. And you won't talk about Reddit. Well, you know what? You reap what you sow. When you go with that anger, then you have to suffer the consequence that comes behind that anger.
Does it bother you, Johnny, that your party, the Democrat Party, sir, does it bother you that your party is the one that didn't want somebody like you to vote? That the Democrat Party is the party that advanced Jim Crow laws. Does that bother you, Johnny?
Got killed at his rally. You said the other day.
Does it bother you?
Lying the pants up, and he can't even protect the person that is at his rally that got killed. And listen, Ty.
I'm listening.
It's bad for democracy. You all has let him come and overrun your party.
Bad for democracy. Johnny, your party just ousted the man who won the primaries, who won the nomination, Joe Biden. He's your guy. But the party insider said, we're not going to follow the will of the Democrat voters. We're going to install who we want. That, to me, Johnny, is the bigger threat to democracy. All right, Johnny, got to run. I'm late for a break. 901-260-5926. Taking your calls, and folks, if you agree or disagree, we're going to have a conversation, but you got to come armed with facts. We'll be right back. Consider this. Without God, can we have a democracy? And if religion is removed from Washington, who pays the ultimate price? There's a new movie out called God's Not Dead, In God We Trust, the story of a small-town pastor pushed into the political arena to run against a powerful regime forcing faith and religion out of American politics. There's no better time for this movie. In today's divided culture, all of this upheaval and yearning for spiritual leadership is America's collective scream to keep God in the forefront. God's Not Dead challenges mainstream liberals in the battle for spiritual leadership, hope, and faith in America. Watch it with your family and friends. And remember the words of Ronald Reagan, without God, democracy will not and cannot long endure. Folks, we are one nation under God. Don't miss God's Not Dead, In God We Trust, a Pinnacle Peak production in theater September 12th. All right. Welcome back, everybody. And folks, we are going to get to your calls. Trust me on this. So hang tight. 901-260-5926. By the way, should President Trump debate Kamala Harris again? And right after the debate, the Harris team said, we want to debate Trump again in October. That tells me that their internal polling is very bad. That tells me that Kamala Harris did not do a good job explaining what her policies are. And one of the reasons why is she lifted all of them. She plagiarized them from Joe Biden. She doesn't have an original thought in her brain. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls coming up next. 901-260-5926. ToddStarnes.com. I've got a lot of commentary, a lot of stuff to say. Go read about it over on the website. We'll be right back, folks. You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25. price and the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506.
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do, but you haven't done it and you won't do it because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like, we're not going to frack. We're not going to take fossil fuel. We're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that, and within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. We're not ready for it. We can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision. But I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? We're a failing nation. We're a nation that's in serious decline. We're being laughed at all over the world. All over the world, they're laughed. I know the leaders very well. They're coming to see me. They call me. We're laughed at.
All right. That was some of President Trump's closing argument. Honestly, folks, every time President Trump was asked a question, he should have responded by giving that answer. She's had 3.5 years. So why hasn't she gotten it done? I would have just pounded that message home. And forced the moderators, you know, you don't have to answer the way the moderators want you to answer. You don't have to take the bait every single time, right? You can't do that. And again, this goes back to debate prep. Somebody was giving President Trump some really bad advice. But honestly, folks, you can't blame Trump for what happened last night. You can't do it because he did the best job he could do, 3-1 on national television. That was just despicable. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. I know a lot of you wanting to weigh in. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Kurt in Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Kurt. What's on your mind?
You're exactly right, Todd. It was a three. He's an MMA fan, and he was fighting 3 guys in that ring last night. And they had weapons. But I don't understand, like you just said, why he didn't just keep pounding that point home. That's exactly what I'd have done. I'd have changed the rules on him real quick. You know, that would have been easy for me.
Every time they came back to me, here's what I would do. President Trump, what do you think about Vladimir Putin? David, have you seen how much it costs for a box of Cheerios down at Kroger? I would have just immediately changed.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, he would. And look, I don't think it's a matter of winning and losing. It was just a weird debate last night. Because people are saying, yeah, Kamala won, but Trump is still ahead on all the issues. That's what gets me.
You're right. And the thing is, well, I lost my train of thought there. He should have just, you know, like I said, pounded. That's what he should have done. But I think he knew that she had the answers to the questions going in. Because I could see that look on his face right when it got started. He's like, man, this is bad. You know, this is going to be bad.
She was just nasty. The whole condescending smirks and, you know, putting her hand on the chin, that was just weird.
Hold him up so she wouldn't look like a dwarf out there next to him.
Oh, that is true.
Hear that.
Yeah, that is true, Kurt. And folks, if you weren't listening yesterday, a word came down. They actually built a shorter, it was kind of like a Fisher-Price kitty version of a podium for Kamala because she's, what, 5'4"?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's very insecure about herself. I could tell that just the looks on her face last night. That every time he hit back, boy, she couldn't take it. I mean, she wanted to claw his eyes out.
You know? Big time. Big time. He was hitting some points. Look, another part of this, Kurt, and I think one of the reasons he did not, because people are saying, how come he didn't look at her? She was looking at him. How come he didn't look at her? Because they would have used that against him. I mean,
oh, yeah.
They would have. And
exactly.
And by the way, did you see the Associated Press headline? And Kurt, we're going to leave it there. I appreciate your call. I knew this was going to happen. As bad as ABC News is, the Associated Press, these people are just evil. So they asked President Trump last night about, what was it, Kamala Harris, and, you know, is she black? Is she? And Trump said, what do I care? I don't care. And the whole point is that the Associated Press from day one called her the first Indian American this, the first Indian American that. And then all of a sudden, when she's running for president, she's the first black person. I'd be curious to know, how do you make that distinction? But anyway, Trump was like, Trump didn't even do that. He said, I don't care. And so the AP headline last night was that Trump once again brings up Kamala Harris's race. He didn't bring up diddly squat. Oh, geez, Alou, I got to watch my blood pressure today. It's going to be one of those days. All right, let's go to Anthony in Pennsylvania. Hi, Anthony. What say you?
How you doing?
I'm well. What's on your mind, Anthony?
Okay, I want to know why you're defending Trump.
Well, on what?
On anything. Like, he sounded like a babbling idiot last night, and I agree with the the guy two calls back. She did wipe the floor with him. He had no solid answers. He was ridiculous.
Like what? Give me an example, Anthony. Give me an example. What are you talking about?
You listen. Hold on. I don't have to give you an example. You heard what I heard. You saw what I saw.
Yeah, you do. I'm asking you a question. Anthony, this is what we call a talk show, Anthony. Let me explain how this works. So you call in and you have an opinion and we have a discussion about that opinion. I'm just asking you a specific. Give me an example.
The world saw exactly what they were supposed to see. Well, he was a babbling idiot last night. He was a babbling idiot last night, just like his whole candidacy. He's the worst, one of the worst presidents ever.
Now, Anthony.
Like, what is black jobs? What is black jobs? What was that? He lies about everything in his whole.
I'm just asking for specifics. That's all. I'm asking for specifics. Anthony, here's the problem. And here's the problem with you, Anthony. And I'm going to help you out here and try to. I think this will help you become a better person. You know, Kamala Harris, really, she came out yesterday. She says we have to stop all the name calling. So, Anthony, you should take Kamala Harris's advice and stop the name calling.
Black job. What is black job, Joe? What is
a black job? A black job is a job black people used to have when Trump was president, but they don't have now because Biden's economy shut down businesses. And by the way, those are white jobs and Hispanic jobs and Asian American jobs too, Anthony.
I am 54. I've been working ever since I was 16. I've been working my whole life. What are you talking about? We got jobs out here.
Do you? Because I'm telling you right now, Anthony, you know who has the jobs? The illegal aliens. They're the ones who have the jobs. The American citizens don't. And look at the lie that Biden and Harris were perpetrating on the American people, lying about job numbers. They can call it a revision, but when you're revising hundreds of thousands of jobs, they are deceiving the American people. And I'm telling you, Anthony, I know a lot of white people and black people and Hispanic people who are out of work because of the policies of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
No, you don't.
I do.
Just like Trump. No, you don't. No, you don't. Everything you're saying is rehearsed just to try to get on this guy's side.
Hold on, Anthony. Dylan, do I have a sheet of paper in my hands right now? Is this rehearsed? Is this scripted what we're doing right now?
Not that I can tell. No.
All right. Thank you. Anthony, you're a liar. Goodbye. Thank you. All right. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Marie in Georgia. WDUN. Hi, Marie. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Well, I just don't think at all that Kamala won that debate last night. Myself and a lot of other ladies I know, and there are women were online, texted back and forth, and everybody was talking about how many lies that they were just counting off the lies that she was telling. And, you know, I felt like that what she was doing was just, you know, sort of regurgitating all the things that they have thrown at Trump for the last few years. And so they would throw that out there, and then he would have to defend that again before he could even get to the question that they were posing to him. And, you know, like you said, maybe the debate spread wasn't good, but I just felt like that he was having to defend himself the whole time for just old all junk, you know. And I want to say one more thing. I go to the library here in Athens, and for some reason, black men have been coming up to me and talking to me, and they all are supporting Trump, and they really like him. And I thought that was kind of cool because they were telling me why and, you know, had done their homework. And so when I hear these guys calling in, they're saying that she won. I don't think so. And also, this is the town where Lakin Riley was killed. And there's a big sign up that says, "Remember Lakin when you vote." And that sign's been up for a while. And, you know, I'm glad they've left it up and that, you know, people are, you know, thinking about her.
Yeah, I am too, Marie. And I wished that the president would have mentioned her name last night. The challenge was that the fix was already in. There was a plan laid out to take out Donald Trump. The CNN debate was meant to take out Joe Biden. So this was all about propping up Kamala Harris last night, and I just don't think it worked. When you get down to substance, I think the average American who was watching that last night, and we don't have the numbers yet to know exactly how many, but the average American watching last night, I think they saw through all of this, and they realize, you know what? Trump's got the better policies. Marie, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Eric in Ohio. Hi, Eric. What say you?
Hey, Todd. How you doing, man? I was watching it yesterday, and to be on, I'm on Trump's side, man, because they totally were bashing him with the questions. And then they gave Kamala a question, that it was a softball one. And then she would turn around and attack him with a...
What's that beeping noise, Eric? Hold on. What's that beeping noise?
I'm a UPS driver.
That's oh, gotcha. Opinion, okay, so. Gotcha.
I turn him off.
No, you're good.
I think it was totally one-sided. And Trump had no way of really defending himself, basically. And he had no way of answering the questions without having to fact check Kamala every time.
Well, because, and did you notice this, Eric? And a couple of things, just observations from audio. It sounded like Trump was yelling because they had his microphone was turned up higher than hers was, and they always muted Trump, but they did not mute Kamala Harris. So if you watched a lot of the answers, the first few seconds were muted, and they had to bring Trump's microphone up. So there was a lot of suspicious stuff going on last night at that debate.
Yeah,
all right.
And to, with Johnny, when he was saying that she wiped the floor with him, well, yeah, there was 3-on-1. I mean, what? There's nobody on Trump's side.
It's a great point. It's a terrific point. Eric, gotta run, my friend, and be safe out there out on the roadways. And thank you for listening to us. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Is it Keenan or Kenan?
It's Keenan.
Keenan, my apologies. All right, Keenan. Well, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
So I really wanted to say I really loved last night's debate. And it really just showed how stupid Trump is. He has absolutely no policy, no plan. His whole thing is identity politics. The only thing that he could talk about and say was how stupid she was, that Biden didn't do anything. You know, like you said, Biden is not debating you, dude. Why do you keep bringing up somebody that's all new?
But Keenan, hold on a second. She was actually installed as the nominee. You know, there was a primary process, and people went out, and the Democrats overwhelmingly voted for Joe Biden. But the party powers that be decided that he had to go, and they installed her. So when, for example, you call, they call Trump a threat to democracy, what the Democrat Party actually did is a literal threat to democracy.
How was that a threat to democracy when they had not cast their ballots yet for the nominee?
They did. You guys went out there and voted in the primaries and the caucuses. But I want to get back to something. I'm just curious because Kamala Harris has come under fire for literally not having any policies posted until she literally lifted the policies from Biden's website and put them on hers. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is coming out here, and he's got rock-solid plans. He gave a huge speech to the New York City Economic Club talking about how to fix this economy and get inflation under control. So I don't understand where you're coming from.
You're saying that giving billions of dollars to corporations, you mean trickle-down economics like Reagan did?
No, that's not it at all. I mean, we're giving billions of dollars to Ukraine right now. I got a big problem with that.
That is exactly what that is, because you give to the rich so that the hope is that they pour the money down to the employees that are working up under them, and that has never, ever worked. It's trickle-down economics where you're getting literally peed on because they're not going to give you anything that you deserve.
Keenan, black Americans had more prosperity under the Trump administration than they did Barack Hussein Obama's administration. And again, I don't understand where you're coming from with this whole identity politics. It was Donald Trump during his time in office when he actually funded historically black colleges and universities. That's something that Barack Obama did not do during his 8 years in the White House. So, again, I hear what you're saying, but the reality is when you look at the polling data, a lot of black men especially are throwing in with Donald Trump.
Am I on mute? Because it seems like you can't hear anything that I'm saying.
No, I'm listening to you, but you're not saying anything.
I'm talking.
I've asked you to give me specific policy.
It's
just not accurate. Keenan, I'm telling you.
Trump is saying that these immigrants are coming in and taking black jobs.
Yeah, they're taking everybody's jobs. But they're especially taking jobs away from blacks and Hispanics, and that is verifiable, Keenan. So, but they're taking jobs away from all of us. All of us.
That is verifiably not true, because at the last I checked,
The last jobs numbers that came out a few weeks ago from the government, Keenan, and we're going to have to leave it here. The last jobs numbers that came out showed hundreds of thousands of Americans losing their jobs and over 1 million illegals getting those jobs. That's a problem. And Keenan, I appreciate the call and thank you for coming and having a conversation with us. But the facts just don't bear out what you're saying. All right. Hang tight. 901-260-5926. We have Kathy in Dyersburg, Tennessee, Orlando in Georgia. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Yeah, one of our viewers over on Rumble said, Todd, you got a lot of seminar callers today, and we do. And here's the thing, folks. Well, you know what? Let's go to Patty real quick here in North Carolina. Hey, Patty, what's going on? You're a little aggravated.
I'm aggravated. Your blood pressure's up. And I'm telling you, all these people calling in these idiots don't have a clue of what the hell they're talking about. You know what? Let me tell you something. Donald Trump is, I don't understand this guy. He should not even, don't kowtow to ABC, NBC, and the rest of them. You do it on your time. It was 3-on-1. It was like beating a kid up in the yard, right? In the schoolyard. I'm so sick and tired of it.
Yeah, I am too, Patty. And again, it's enough. I'm just done with it. And I'm tired of watching our guys getting beat up on national television. I mean, this was broadcast on every cable, every news station in America. And you're right. It's just not right. As for the seminar callers, Patty, that's what we do here. And as long as people don't call in and read off a script, I'm good with that kind of a debate. Patty, good hearing from you. Thanks for having my back. 901-260-5926. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls coming up next.
Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Wow. I love this. I love this radio program. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, there are a lot of talk shows out there in the conservative world, and they will not allow naysayers to come on. Lars Larson does it all the time, and I love Lars. He's great. But a lot of talk conservative talk radio hosts, I actually know of one host over at Fox who just hates taking calls from listeners. I love it, because you never know what you guys are going to say and where the conversation is going to go. So we're going to go right to your phone calls here in just 1 second. I want to share this with you. This is from my buddy Tony Perkins. He's going to be on Newsmax tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, by the way. I am hosting the Prime News show on Newsmax, the main channel, 8 o'clock tonight. I hope you tune in to watch. So last night, ABC News, in a fact check of Donald Trump, said there is no state in the country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born. That is verifiably not true. As a matter of fact, according to Tony Perkins, in 12 states, children born after a failed abortion have literally no legal protection. And in 3 more states, children born alive after an abortion had legal rights. Or rather, had legal rights that governors like Tim Walz repealed. So there you go. Facts matter. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling for a complete boycott of ABC News, and I hope you will call your local ABC TV affiliate and tell them you are boycotting them as well, until ABC apologizes and retracts every single thing they did in that debate. All right, enough of that. Let's go to the phones as promised. Let's go to Kathy in Dyersburg, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
Sure. I just want to say that I do not like debate. I will not watch a presidential debate or attend any debate. I really don't feel anything is ever accomplished except giving people more to argue about. And I feel like that probably less than 1% of viewers of the debate change their mind on their stand on which candidate to support. To me, if you just listen to these candidates and know what their platform is, you can make a decision without hearing them argue. I'm just not a confrontationalist. I don't like arguing. But in years, many, many, many years in the past, churches have even debated each other. And so I just feel like there is nothing accomplished by it. When I hear what the platform is for each candidate, I can make a determination on that. I can make a determination if what their platform is scriptural or not scriptural. And if it's against the scripture, then I'm against their against them. I will not consider voting for them.
Well, good for you, Kathy.
So I just feel like there is nothing accomplished by debate, and I just don't think there's a winner in either one because people have gone in with locked-in minds, and they just know who they're going to vote for before they ever listen to the debate.
Kathy, I appreciate your call, and thank you for your opinion. I will say this. I think Donald Trump won the debate in the final moments, in the closing argument. Trump got the last, he got the last word in. He said that Kamala's going to say she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's had 3.5 years. That is the winning argument. That's all Trump had to say last night. And by the way, this is from a CNN focus group. Let's see here. All right, we're going to get to that in just a moment. Let's go back to the phones. Let's say hello to Orlando in Georgia. Hi, Orlando. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. First off, I just want to say you're doing a good job. And lower your blood pressure, definitely.
It's all good.
This is what I see. And I do apologize. Last time I talked to you, I had some issues going on at my door. Bad timing. Everything was bad timing. But this is what I wanted to say. They put Donald Trump on ABC for a reason. It's kind of like reverse psychology. What they did, they throwed him in there so that way he can pull Democrats out and put them in the Republican era. I mean, to me, it made so much sense, but he won hands down last night because the woman, every time he asked her a question, she couldn't answer it. And the only way she could answer it was by doing a bunch of rhetoric against Donald Trump and talking about things from the past. From the past that didn't make any sense. And it had nothing to do with what was at hand right then. I wanted to also go back to you talking about the black jobs thing. I wish Trump would have never said that. I really do. But he slipped up. He was angry because that woman attacked him right out the blue, and he kind of caught it off guard is what had done happen. But my cousin lives in Atlanta, and last December, he went to bed, and there was no one living around him, and he lives in government housing, and no one lived there. And he woke up the next day, and there's nothing but Africans that have moved into that apartment complex, downstairs, next door, upstairs.
You mean Africans from Africa?
From Africa.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Not one of them are Americans. So, you know, when people say illegals, they automatically they're going to think that you're talking about Hispanics. No, it's every nationality that does not belong here in the United States. There is a slew of them in Midtown Atlanta, and nobody's seen that. And, you know, you talked in the past about sleeper cells. I think the sleeper cells are right among us because our government's brought them here.
1,000%. And Orlando, to your point, and could Trump have framed it differently? Sure. But what I found ironic is everybody's upset. What do you mean by black job? Okay, my question would have been because he was actually delivering, if you remember, he was delivering those remarks to the National Association of Black Journalists. My question would have been, okay, what do you mean by black journalist?
It's absolutely.
I mean, if.
Right, and I want to add something else to that. Another talk show host had said something a couple months ago, and this hasn't been out there yet either. Ms. Harris, her father owns slaves over in Jamaica today. Today. I do not want the United States to turn into slaves. We can't go back there. She's talking about a new change and everything different. But if people do some history on this woman and her family, in Jamaica, they are allowed to have slaves this day and time.
In real time, in 2024, they've got I'll have to check into that, Orlando. I do know in the past, her ancestors did, in fact, own slaves. And I think she ought to be held accountable for that. You know, I mean, if every white person here, I mean, I was born in 1967. I'm held accountable for whatever happened during the Civil War. I figure she ought to be held accountable if her own family owned slaves. So Orlando, got to run. Good comments. Real quick, let's go to Ken in Louisiana. Is this my old friend Ken from KPEL?
Hey, Todd, I prefer the term long-time friend as opposed to old friend. Get that straight. How you doing, man?
Ken, I'm doing well. It's good hearing from you. And, of course, you know, we got a lot of great listeners over on KROF there in Lafayette. So good people
down
there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I found you through Facebook. You popped up, and here we are. So I'd like to talk to you about the debate.
Yeah.
I don't watch debates. I quit watching them probably Nixon, Kennedy, something like that, because I think they're useless. But last night's proved something to the world that this country is in trouble. Todd, I don't care who gets elected. We are in trouble. I know you would probably say this as the Bible-toting, gun-toting guy you are, but after I vote, I'm going to have to repent. I don't care who I vote for because I feel like this nation is really, really on the ropes, and we are not run by a Democratic Party, Republican Party. It's an oligarch running the whole thing, or let's say a number of oligarchs running the whole thing. You got the bucks, you get what you want.
Yeah, I think, Ken, I think there's a lot to that. And when you look at the billionaires who are, and this was what RFK was, the point he was trying to make is that the billionaires who control the Republican Party are the same billionaires who control the Democrat Party, which is why there's a very little wiggle room between the two parties once they get elected and start acting on policy issues.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, it's incredible. And, you know, for Kennedy to say that, it just, you think back to his grandfather or great-grandfather, I think, and you think of Joseph Kennedy, and speaking of oligarchs, I think we had that then. And
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, man, I appreciate the time. Stay in touch. I'll be listening.
All right, Ken. Good hearing from you, my friend. Good old Ken from KPEL, one of the great radio broadcasters back in the day. All right, we're going to take a quick break. A line is open. Folks, it is full lines today, so keep trying. We're going to try to get to as many of your calls as possible. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
I ask you this, you talk about the Capitol. Why are we allowing these millions of people to come through on the southern border? How come she's not doing anything? And I'll tell you what I would do, and I would be very proud to do it. I would say we would both leave this debate right now. I'd like to see her go down to Washington, D.C. during this debate, because we're wasting a lot of time. Go down to, because she's been so bad, it's so ridiculous. Go down to Washington, D.C. and let her sign a bill to close up the border, because they have the right to do it. They don't need bills. They have the right to do it. The president of the United States, you'll get him out of bed. You'll wake him up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. You'll say, come on down to the office. Let's sign a bill. If he signs a bill that the border is closed, all he has to do is say it to the Border Patrol, who are phenomenal. If they do that, the border is closed.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. He got a couple of zingers in there, didn't he? What was it? The run spot run? That was enough. That was good stuff, Mr. President. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Yeah, look, I want to play some audio here just to refute some of these lies last night. Kamala Harris going after the whole bloodbath hoax thing. Cut number five.
On that point, Donald Trump, the candidate, has said in this election there will be a bloodbath if this and the outcome of this election is not to his liking.
Yeah, she's a mother fornicating liar. Kamala Harris is. Yes. Cut number six. This is what Trump was actually talking about.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years,
34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line.
All right, so that's what Trump is talking about. That's what Trump was talking about. All right, people? So, again, going back, and we can go through, we have so much audio to get through, where she makes an allegation, and then all of a sudden we've got the proof that, no, that's not what happened. Here's Michael Steele, who's the former RNC chair, and he weighed in on the debate last night. Cut number 9.
Okay, Michael Steele, you were quite animated when I saw you in the hallway earlier about that debate.
I'm going to
see what you're going to tell me. You think of the debate that you told me in the hallway. What was your take on the debate, Michael Steele? Go ahead. What was the key moment?
She spanked that ass. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. She spanked that ass. All right. This guy is a sleazeball. By the way, and this goes back to another problem with the Republican Party at large. Does anybody actually vet their leadership? Why was this guy even allowed to be RNC chair? These are the people that caused the chaos and the division within the Republican Party. Those are the people. So anyway, imagine though for a second, if Michael Whatley had gotten up on, Newsmax last night and said, well, what did you think about Donald Trump? He spanked her ass. Oh, he'd be brought up on charges. They'd be arresting him. I'm just telling you, that's what's going on here. All right. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, a public service announcement from the Todd Stearns radio program for our listeners in Springfield, Ohio. Have you checked on your pets lately? Just want to make sure everybody's okay out there. Little Fluffy, Kitty Wayne. Let's go to the phone lines. Bonnie in North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Bonnie. What's going on?
Hi there. Obviously, last night was more like a train wreck. But I have a question. Has anybody ever considered drawing questions from a pot like they do in the beauty pageant so that the questions are not predicted for the other team to know the answers before they get there?
Bonnie, I sort of like I like this idea. Maybe get some sort of an impartial observer to, put all the questions in there. And I like that idea.
Well, that way the moderator's not in control. That way the debaters get a chance to answer the questions that they want to answer.
Mm. Bonnie, this is a good idea. So just like they do in the beauty pageants, right?
Yeah, it just seems fair to me. Last night it was obvious those questions were given to her ahead of time. She was too well scripted.
You think so? Yeah, a lot of people are saying that it was just, it was scripted.
It was obvious from her opening statement. It had nothing to do with the question that was asked. She just got her bullets in there and started throwing the dart.
It's a good point. All right. So, Bonnie, I like this idea. Bonnie says we ought to do like they do in the beauty pageants where they just pull a question out of the hat. I'm all for that. But Bonnie, I will say this, and I've got to draw the line at something. No swimsuit competition. I love my president. I don't want to see him in a Speedo. And I sure don't want to see Kamala in some sort of a bikini. We got to draw the line, people. Hashtag decency. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Ellijay, Georgia. Joe's been holding on for a while. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Todd, you're a great, great show. And I tell you what, I think if anybody wants more taxes and more government, they need to vote for Kamala. But if they want a good stock market and a good economy and to make money, they need to vote for Donald John Trump. Yeah. And Trump must win. And I said, like I said before, your great radio show, and I also enjoy you on Newsmax. Your great radio show, in my judgment, will lead Trump to a landslide win in November, and I'm fired up. And all I can say to you is just please keep up the great work you're doing.
Well, Joe, God bless you for that, and thank you. And, of course, Georgia, one of those battleground states. So it's all hands on deck. And, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you understand this is not going to be a cakewalk for anybody. I still believe that Trump is going to win in a landslide. But my hope in that is based on the hope that you are going to get out and you're going to vote. By the way, early voting, as soon as it gets underway, go out there, bring your neighbors, and get your votes tallied before Election Day. You got to do that. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We have a couple of lines open. Hang tight. We're going to get to you. We'll be right back.
Look, make no mistake about it. Trump had a bad night. He rose to the bait repeatedly when she baited him, something I'm sure his advisors had begged him not to do. You know, in the first debate when Biden attacked him, he just kept his cool and kept going. In this debate, he rose to the bait, and we heard so many of the old grievances that we'd long thought that Trump had learned were not winners politically. Mm-hmm. And there they all were, you know, talking about how he didn't lose the election and all that. I mean, so my sense is that she came out of this in pretty good shape. Now, how long this will last is anybody's guess. But for tonight, at least, this was pretty much her night.
You're saying she had a good night?
I'm saying she certainly did.
All right, that was Brett Hume over at Fox News Channel. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting from our Liberty University-sponsored studios. By the way, this is why you need to be watching Newsmax and not Fox News. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend. He is the Senior VP for Business Relations at Liberty University, former Congressman Dave Brandt. Dave, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me.
All right, so you heard Brett Hume there over at Fox News Channel. Did Trump lose that debate last night, or was there a winner of the debate last night?
Well, you know, as the debate goes, so Western civilization goes, in my view, right? Because it's really a philosophical debate. Are we into performance art, or are we into running a country? And so if you're into running a country, you know, Trump's old school, and he's scratching his head and saying, I gave you peace and prosperity 4 years ago. We had no wars. The economy was roaring. There was no inflation, et cetera. Right. And then the ABC News anchors, it's all performative. It's all performance arts. They started on inflation. They didn't hold the Harris to anything on any issue ever the whole night. And then they're pinging Trump on all the off issues. And then the receipts, right, the evidence, and all political views are just my own. But the evidence that we have on our side of you know, Western Civ is what the American people care about. We're the sovereigns in this country, right? So what are the top three issues in the polls? Number one, inflation. Trump had none. Now it's over 24% in the last 4 years. Number two, border invasion. Kamala Harris is in charge of it. Trump is totally opposed to it, wants the wall, everything. And she has somehow, performance art-wise, changed her position 360 in the past week. Issue three, endless wars. Trump had none. He says, I'll end Ukraine. What's his name from ABC? David Muir. I don't think he's got a moral compass, right? Trump rightly said, I think the number is that, you know, 600,000 dead and injured. Trump said over a million. He may know more than I do. I'm sure he does. But does anybody care about human life? So when he says that, that's huge. And Kamala and Biden negotiated that. And then a few days later, the Russian tanks roll in. And Muir, and what they don't say, hey, what about that? You know, that's a big deal. It's a million dead because of this.
And it's
reality versus performance
and
art. Right?
In the debate last night, to that point, Kamala Harris said, oh, yeah, they sent me in and I talked with Zelensky and for 3 days. OK, yeah. And then what happened 3 days later? You had Russia invading Ukraine. So your negotiations clearly did not work, ma'am. But there was no back and forth like that. And not once, and this is what gets me, Dave, not once did they correct her on any of these lies, and over two dozen the last I saw, and not once did they correct her.
Yeah. No, and on the biggest issues, right? She's the border czar. And they didn't fact check her on any of the numbers, you know, 14 million illegals. And then Trump barely got out the main. If I was him, and I don't like Monday morning quarterback because I know how hard it is up there. It's just a nightmare when you get the media. It infuriates you if you have a basic sense of justice, right? And you're up there at a podium and you just, this thing is crooked as can be, and it was. But the one thing he said, and there was no pushback, right? He says, did you know we're paying for illegal aliens to have transgender corrective surgeries and the taxpayers paying for it for illegals, right? So this tells you about the left's mind. We have a lot of serious issues, right? Like our kids can't read in schools. The economy is a disaster. We're at war. And the left, what are they? They're concerned. They've gone down to the details to fund transgender surgery for illegal aliens, along with, you know, free housing and all of the you know, social welfare things that go with it. I wish President Trump would have just repeated that 20 times.
I'm with
and
you.
And enforced mirroring them to ask her, is this true? Are you really said that? You filled that out on a survey and then went on TV and said yes? Wow.
I want to play some audio. This is from a Pennsylvania voter. I believe this individual was on CNN, or it could have been CBS. Here was their reaction after the debate. Cut 23, please.
What were your thoughts?
She made Donald Trump made a strong closing statement by saying, why didn't they do all the things that she's proposing during the 3.5 years that they've been in the office? And Biden did this entire moderate stance back in 2020, and she's trying to do it again in 2024, but she didn't talk about her policy changes between 2020 and 2024. Her whole centrist moderate stance is just a facade.
I was astounded by the reaction of the focus groups that the networks organized, Dave, because they all saw through the performance art and they were actually focused on substance last night.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I know that guy right there. That's some good content, and that I didn't think of that either. Right, Uncle Joe, you know, Scranton Joe, Pennsylvania, was going to bring us all together in a big bear hug, like, you know, China, Mike Waltz, now whatever. And now Kamala's doing the same thing, and she can bring us all together, and she's against the mean stuff. But she called Trump every name there was to call a human being for an hour, and then simultaneously says, you know, we're going to change things. It's all positive. You know, Trump's got the consistency. We're at war, folks. Right, you're either on the good guys or the bad guys, and he's a tough hombre. Well, the good book, I want a tough hombre. I want God calling people that are tough hombres, and it's the duty of Christians and Jewish friends to vote for the person who's going to sustain our republic, and that's what's at stake.
Well, you're right about that. All right, Dave, we're going to have to wrap this up here, but, man, we always appreciate your great spot-on analysis, and we're just so excited about the great things happening over at Liberty University.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, we got great stuff going on. We got CEO Summit coming up September 23 to 25. If you're interested, just shoot me an email, look me up, and tell you more about it. Thanks, Todd.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate it. And we'll get Dave back on to talk about that CEO Summit. That is huge, huge, huge. Also, folks, before we go back to the phones, I do want to share with you about a very important conference coming up. And I know there are a lot of things going on. I'm going to be speaking at the Salt and Light Conference in North Carolina coming up in a couple of weeks. The Pray Vote Stand Conference in D.C. put on by our friends Family Research Council. I'll be speaking there. But I'm also going to be speaking at a group called the Spiritual Leadership Conference on the campus of West Coast Baptist College. Folks, this is something you need to go and attend, and it is super economical, and you're going to love it. You are going to come away from this conference so encouraged, not just spiritually, but you're going to be encouraged about the future of this great nation. And I want you to go to the website, slconference.com. That's slconference.com. It's called the Spiritual Leadership Conference. It's September 22nd through the 25th. If you're a pastor, if you're a layperson, make plans to get out there. And it is worth the trip to California. It's a beautiful campus. You can even stay on the campus if you'd like. And again, they just make it so super inexpensive. And we're expecting several thousand people to attend, and I want you to be there. Again, slconference.com. Our good friend Dr. Paul Chample, Grace Baker, just texted me, and he's going to be on the show tomorrow, so we'll be promoting this again tomorrow as well. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Beautiful Hernando, Mississippi. Will is listening to us on KWAM. Will, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Todd? I was just calling in to say what I think about the debate. Basically, I think that it was a 50-50 wash. If you were voting for Trump, you're still voting for Trump. If you were voting for Kamala, you're still voting for her. And if you were undecided, you're still confused. So, but the silver lining that I see in it is that Trump got triple teamed. It was three against, at about 20 Brutal. Minutes in, it was 3-1 against Trump. And even with that triple team, all they managed to do was tie. So I think the silver lining here shows that even three of them against Trump, it just shows the strength of Trump more than anything else.
You know, it's interesting, though. But, Will, when you dive down and drill down into the substance of that, the CNN did an instant poll afterwards. And I'll get to the Trafalgar poll in just a second. Their polling shows that she won the debate. But on the substance of who can handle the economy better, her numbers actually went down after that debate. His numbers went up. And we were talking about this yesterday on the show. The issue is the independent voters. That's who yesterday, last night, that was for the independent voters. And I'm with you. I don't think anybody changed their minds. And if they did, they're going with Donald Trump now.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
All right.
I got to get back to work. Thank you.
Will, get back to work. All right. Thanks for calling in, buddy. And by the way, if you have not been to Hernando, Mississippi, you need to go down there. I go to about once a month. I go to the farmer's market there on the town square. Some of the best produce, some of the best food. And I love meeting a lot of the farmers because I don't tell people who I am, but when they're scanning my credit card, they're like, oh, wait a second, are you Todd Starnes? And I'm like, yes, I am Todd Starnes. And they're like, man, we listen to you out in the fields. You know, we're on the tractors and we got the show going. And I hope I didn't rile up anybody's blood pressure out there. The tractors might be, the rows might be a little wobbly. All right, let's go to Joy in North Carolina. Now, Joy, I understand you've got a story to share. What's going on there?
Hey, Todd. Yes. My goodness, I had a Trump sticker on the back of my car. And I was going to, this happened just the other day, to the grocery store.
Okay.
Well, when I came out and I was putting my groceries in the back seat, minded my business, and this kind gentleman came up and said, ma'am, do you know you've got a flat tire? I said, what? So he said, yes, ma'am, right here. It was the right rear tire. And so I went around, and I said, oh, my gosh. It wasn't like that before I came in. He said, well, it had been stabbed. I mean, slashed. And that's what he said. He said, ma'am, do you have enemies? I said, well, no. He said, well, it's been slashed. And then he looked on the back of my car at my bumper that said Trump. And he was very kind. He just said, well, that may be the reason. I said, well, why is he taking it down on me? So I had to wait over 2 hours for AAA to come and get my tire fixed and get a new tire, which cost me money. So I'm thinking, and needless to say, I took the Trump sticker off my car.
Well, Joy, a couple of questions here. Where did this happen? What town and what grocery store did this happen at?
Well, do you want me to say it? I mean, I don't
sure, go to... ahead. Yeah, because, and there's a reason I'm asking. So, yeah, and it's nothing nefarious.
But yeah, sleepy little old Statesville, North Carolina. This is a small southern town, Todd.
So this happened, and you said this happened in the parking lot. What sort of, was this like a grocery store, a department store?
Yes, it was at the, dare I say the name?
You can say that. Yeah, go ahead. What's the name of the grocery store?
Well, it was at the Food Lion.
Okay. All right. So here's what I would do, Joy, if I were you. I would go to the food line. When did this happen, Joy?
Early this week, Monday.
Okay. All right. So here's what I would do. I would go to Food Lion or call Food Lion and explain what happened and ask if there's any security video, security footage, and maybe the police could get involved and they can find out who slashed your tire.
I mean, it was ripped. I mean, and this kind gentleman, because I was, like I said, I was putting groceries in the back seat of my car. I didn't know. And he said, "Ma'am, ooh, you got a flat tire." And I said, "Well, no, what?"
Joy, that's just unacceptable, and I understand why you took that Trump sticker off your car. I will tell you this. I don't know if I would have done that. I would keep that Trump sticker on there, but I understand. You know, tires cost a lot of money. That's why, if I were you, I would call the grocery store and ask if they've got surveillance video, and maybe the police can, you know, use that to find out whoever did that to you. That's just unacceptable.
Well, it made me afraid and paranoid, and I thought, this is Statesville. We're in a small southern town.
It's a beautiful town.
What is going on?
Well, Joy, and you sound like, do you mind if I ask, this is really impolite, you're never supposed to ask a lady's age, but what age range would you be in, Joy?
I'm 60 years old.
60 years old. That's just unacceptable. Joy, you keep us updated on this, but if I were you, I would call the police department. I would call Food Lion, and let's see if we can't get some surveillance video, because that's just unacceptable. And Joy, nobody should have to live in fear because of who they vote for at the ballot box. Nobody. All right?
Please. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Todd.
Joy, you're welcome. Joy, I want you to know you're not alone. There are a lot of people in Statesville, North Carolina, who are Trump supporters, and I can promise you this, they're going to stand alongside of you, and I suspect we're going to hear from a lot of them in just a few moments. Folks, we've got to take a break here. Poor Joy, 60 years old, going to get groceries at the Food Lion in Statesville, North Carolina, comes out, and some yahoo slashed her tire. She's got a Trump sticker on the back of her car. This is unacceptable, especially in North Carolina, for crying out loud. All right, 901-260-5926. Did Joy do the right thing by taking that sticker off her car, or would you suggest she put one back on? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, real quick here, I want to go to the phone lines. We just had Joy from Statesville, North Carolina, call in, a sweet 60-year-old lady, grocery shopping, came out. She's got a Trump bumper sticker on her car, and somebody came and slashed her tire. I want to go to the phone lines because we have Mike listening on WSIC. And, Mike, I understand you're actually a manager for the Food Lion?
Well, I'm not sure if it was the Food Lion that this took place, but I am a manager in Statesville, North Carolina. And I just wanted to, you know, if you can let the lady know, I hope she's still listening. We absolutely have surveillance cameras. We do not tolerate this type of behavior, no matter who you're for. And if she would, you know, get with whatever store this took place, that we absolutely can take a look at the video cameras, get the police involved, and hopefully prosecute folks that did this to her.
Mike, I love that. And I can tell you, I'm a big fan of Food Lion. I wish you guys were here in Tennessee, in Memphis, because you guys are a patriotic company and also a great grocery store chain, by the way. And I appreciate you helping this lady. And Joy, if you're listening, reach out to your Food Lion, and they're going to be able to help you. Mike, thank you for letting us know that information.
Yes, sir, Todd. Keep up the good work,
buddy. All right. Thank you, brother. All right. That's Mike, the manager of Food Lion. I love this radio station. I love this radio show. I love all of our great affiliates. Joy, you hang in there. We got a lot of people that are pulling for you. All right. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of the big show coming up next.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
All right, that happened moments after the Muslim terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001, President Bush standing at what was ground zero on a pile of what used to be the Twin Towers. And that speech, I think all of us who were alive at that time remember where we were, what we were doing when the Muslims waged jihad in the name of the religion of peace. And never forget, that's what happened. It's always important, and we talk a lot on this radio program about context, and it's important to understand the context of what happened on that day. One of my dear friends in the broadcasting world, and we've known each other for a very, very long time, she was there on that day. As a matter of fact, if you listen to the ABC News documentary of 9/11, one of the very first voices you hear is Robin Poffman explaining to the nation and to the world what was happening. She also interviewed a number of people in Lower Manhattan on that day. Cut number 30.
Are you okay?
Great.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're covered. What happened?
I was on the 65th floor of 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit.
That's what makes that.
All right. I was there the day after the attacks in Lower Manhattan and spent almost 7 days reporting from ground zero. But Robin Poffman was there. She was there as it happened in real time. She is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Robin, good to have you with us. And I can't think of a better person to talk about the events of that day. And, you know, I was telling our young journalism guys, many of them were just teeny tiny people when that happened, that what happened on September 11th changed the world.
That's true. Todd, thank you for having me on. I would share a few thoughts. First of all, when I hear that clip, it really brings a chill. Those voices, that is Chuck Mara, who worked for the Port Authority, and he was the fire warden on his floor on the 68th floor of Tower 1. And I randomly encountered, after both buildings were down and the smoke cloud is coming up the street, his wife, Jean Mara, is running toward the collapse, and I grab her arm in the middle of the street. I'm like, ma'am, you have got to come with me and go north. And she's giving me a whole story, Todd, about how people have seen her husband and he's alive, this and that. And I'm thinking, okay, we'll sort all that out later. And then suddenly, just kind of to speed through the story, he appears in the street and she starts wailing. And as a journalist, just, you know, doing my job, I had that play. And you know me, Todd, right? That tape recorder is always in play and record mode, and captured that sound, which became known in Associated Press Radio and went out, you know, all over the world at that time through AOL online. They became known as the crying couple. And just for the radio listeners, just so you can visualize how he looked, his hair was like shampooed in plaster, big sweat rings under his, you know, arms on his shirt, but he was alive. And like a pilot on a plane, like Sully Sullenberger with the plane in New York, he was the last man down on his floor. He got everyone out. because of the 93 radical Islamic terrorist bombing 8 years earlier, he volunteered to be that guy, to be the pilot on his floor, clear everybody out. And he was the last man down and made it out alive. And it really takes my breath away hearing that, Todd. I didn't know you were going to play that. It's very emotional for me. And to segue to, I know you wanted to also talk about the debate last night. And here's the thing. Who's going to stand up to radical Islam? Who are the terrorists and world leaders that hate our guts? Who is going to be that person that they're going to respect? Is that going to be Kamala Harris? Or is that going to be Donald Trump, who's looking at the terrorists hiding out in a cave in some third or fourth world country, right? I don't mean to make jokes. But I watched last night, and I didn't like the job that Donald Trump did. I'm a big Trump supporter, as everyone on your show, and you know. But if I was advising him, had I been his Kellyanne Conway or Jason Miller or any of the people that surround Trump or Laura Trump, I would have said, sir, no matter what question one is tonight, no matter what David Muir and friends, those radicals at ABC ask you, you start out the show, you start out the debate by saying, hey, everybody, today is September 10th. This is the eve of 9/11, our worst terrorist attack on America. And then pivot and look at Kamala Harris and point at her and say, you know what? The next terrorist attack is going to be your fault because of the Biden-Harris administration opened the door and our southern border for 3.5 years, 21 million plus terrorists. We don't know who they are, where they're from, what their agenda is, and this is going to happen again because of what you did for the last 3.5 years. And if he would have started with that simple nugget, that man would be president and he would have won the debate. It was weak. He was unprepared. They overprepared her. And I was disappointed in the 90 minutes last night. But I'm telling you, Todd Starnes, I'm in the wrong field. I need to start consulting politicians.
Yeah, again, it was not a good night for Donald Trump, and I blame a lot of people for that. I guess you could just blame Donald Trump, but you know, he hires these political operatives to come in and prepare him for a world that he is still a novice in the world of politics. And it bothers me that the Republicans, they fall for this every single time, Robin. I mean, we know how ABC and CNN are going to behave. We know.
But, Todd, I've known you forever. I've known you for more than two decades. Do you agree with me if you start out, hey, let's look at the calendar. It's September 10th. It's the eve of 9/11.
Yeah.
And he was the one who came down the elevator and said, Mexico isn't sending us our best in 2016. And what is his number one thing? Is it shut down the border. So on his strongest thing, on his strongest policy, on what we know and love about Donald Trump, tough on terrorism, you don't start out with tough on terrorism and you're going back to old grievances from 4 years ago. Are you kidding me? And again, I'm his number one fan. So I thought it was stupid, and it doesn't move the needle forward. I don't think that there's one Trump supporter that's going to say, oh, I'm now not suddenly voting for this guy. But we could be on the radio today for 10 hours and go through all the missed opportunities, you know, line item them one by one by one. I don't think that debate moved the needle, and I think that we still have time here, and when people tell me in New Jersey that blueberries are $10 a box in New Jersey where they grow the blueberries and they're still $10 a box, that's a problem. Because if Kamala Harris gets in, Todd, they're going to be $15 a box.
If you can find the blueberries.
Yes, exactly.
And that was, we talked about this in the first hour, and Robin, literally the phone lines have been slammed from the moment we started the show. And people are really upset. And I think a lot of people share your concerns. I was bothered by the fact that, you know, we brought up the dogs and the kittens, which is a huge story on social media. And it's true, by the way, but the average American is not on X. The average American is out doing other stuff. And when they hear the president of the United States say something like that, that does not resonate as much as it would a Lakin Riley. And the fact that illegals that they have allowed in this country are going out there and killing innocent American citizens. I didn't hear anything about Lakin Riley last night. Robin, I didn't hear anything about the price of the blueberries down at the Kroger last night.
I was stunned that he couldn't pull Lakin Riley. He was so triggered by all of her little, all her little, like, you know, baby stuff, that he couldn't pull Rachel Morin and Lakin Riley from University of Georgia in Athens. And I could sit here, you and I together, know all the names. Sadly, the girl in Houston, the girl in New York who was raped and murdered, the woman in the girl in Michigan. I mean, I do the news every day. The list is endless. These people are not all of them. I'm not talking about people coming here looking for a job and looking for a better life. But these gotaways and people from terrorist watch lists, from Iran, from Yemen, from Pakistan, from the Middle East, from China, people who hate our guts are here waiting to strike. And I happen to know, you know, Todd, I have a lot of law enforcement friends. They are prepping and they are preparing for a God forbid Hamas-style terrorist attack, taking hostages, raping and murdering men, women. They don't care. They just want to cause chaos. They want to topple the towers, take down the Twin Towers, destroy America. What didn't we learn from 9/11? What didn't we learn?
So I understand that Matt Gaetz was involved in debate prep, and I think that was a horrible idea. Robin, here's the problem I see. The campaign has far too many grifters. People are looking for something. They're looking for their, you know, next star, or they want to be a celebrity. I think Trump needs some people like you and me, that we just care about the man. We care about his platform, his policies. I'm not asking for anything. I'm very happy doing what I'm doing. You're happy doing what you're doing. We just want this president to make America great again and to make America safe and protect us from these evil people out there.
I got to tell you, I started texting people just right before the debate, people that I know that are very close to him, and suggested this. I should have started a week ago with, you know, the list behind the scenes, who you and I both know, some people that are very close to the president, a former president. And again, if he would have started it out, when you go for a job interview, right? Like, people in your listening audience, people who are listening to the Todd Starnes Show every day, when you go to for a job interview, you prep, you put your best foot forward. You know, if you're in sales, you want to talk about your accomplishments and your big sales. If you're in journalism, you want to talk about the best stories, the most exciting stuff you've covered. Why aren't you leading with your best foot forward, right? Isn't that just basic common sense? So Trump's best foot forward would have been, look at the date on the calendar. It's 9/10, the eve of the worst terrorist attack on America. I was sick to my stomach watching this. I couldn't believe that it took to almost midnight on Sean Hannity's show for 9/11 to even be mentioned. I was sick over it. Like, have we not consulted the calendar? We have Trump at Ground Zero in New York. I don't know if you've been to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the flight went down, where the Americans, think about this, Todd, 30 strangers on a plane. They do the most democratic thing. They know they're going to die, and they take a vote. They take a vote to storm the cockpit. Yeah. And they look out the window left and right, and they're in a field with no churches and no schools. And they say, let's roll, Todd Beamer. And they go in there and they take that plane and destroy it and go down at 500 miles an hour into the earth to save lives. That's the America I know and love. That's the America I know and love.
All right. Robin, we got to leave it there. I do want to share this intel with you, and we've got about a minute here. Trafalgar Group, and we're going to have Robert Cahaley on tomorrow's show. We're working that out right now. Trafalgar Group, their polling has always been very kind to President Trump, and they're pretty much spot on. They say that that according to their polling data, Harris won the debate 55% to 43%. But here's where it gets interesting, Robin. The number of people supporting them for before the debate, 47% Trump, 47% Harris, 4% undecided, 2% others. Now, post-debate, 48% Trump, 48% Harris, 1% others, 3% undecided. So I don't think it moved the needle at all last night.
I don't think it moved the needle.
But it could have.
I agree with you. It could. I want to say one last thing to you, Todd. This is the most important thing I'm going to say all year on your show. We cannot predict. They, meaning the radical Islamic terrorists and the people that want to harm us, are smarter and more patient than we are as a country. And we don't know what the next 50-some-odd days hold. And I don't think the final chapter of this book leading up to Election Day has been written. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Robin, we are super late for a break. Again, thank you. And by the way, folks, you got to check out Robin's incredible book called Covering Catastrophe. You can get a copy on Amazon. What an amazing book that she wrote. You got to check that out. Again, Covering Catastrophe. Robin Pothman. Robin, you be good.
God bless.
All right. Got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. Have we forgotten about 9/11? Have we forgotten about what happened on that day? This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Real quick, let's go to Jessica, Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. Hey, Jessica, I don't have a lot of time. What's up?
Well, I just quick comment. I completely agree. The golden opportunity would have been in closing to close the debate and saying what a special night last night was. I mean, today is a really sad day for our country, and it was completely overlooked. But more than anything, I'm so sorry that Trump didn't say, thank you for listening. Please vote. We've got to make America great again. He didn't ask, any political rally you go to, your candidate always says, vote for me. That's one of the last things they say is, please vote. Thank you for coming, and please vote for me.
Yeah. Lots of missed opportunities, Jessica. Lots of missed opportunities. Jessica, I hate to cut you off, but we've got to run for a break here. Hang tight, everybody. Dr. Ben Carson coming up next. All right, coming up tomorrow in Germantown, Tennessee, this is for all of our KWAM and WTJS listeners in Western Tennessee. Dr. Ben Carson is going to be the keynote speaker at an incredible event. It's to raise money and support for Confidential Care, which is an incredible ministry to women, to single moms. And it all starts tomorrow, 6:30 at Germantown Baptist Church. Now, we understand the event is sold out, but you can still support their efforts at confidentialcaremm.org. That's confidentialcaremm.org. I'll be emceeing tomorrow night's event. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our good friend, Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, hope you're doing well today.
Doing very well. Glad to be with you again.
I don't want to overly alarm you, Dr. Carson, but there's a hurricane coming up the Mississippi River, so you might want to pack an umbrella tomorrow.
Seems like we've been dodging hurricanes for the last few months here.
It's true. You know, I'm curious about, you know, I know you do a lot of speaking, and you and I have been on the platform together a number of times over the past couple of years. What is that experience like for you, getting out and meeting people and being able to shake so many hands out there across the country?
It's wonderful. You know, when I was running for president, one of the things that really impressed me, from the smallest little hamlets to the largest cities, is that most of the American people have common sense. But what they lack is courage. And what we have to do is get people to understand that you can't be the land of the free if you're not the home of the brave. And get people involved. That's so key. And on a day like today, we also need to remember all of those people who lost their lives on 9/11 23 years ago, and those families that have been so severely negatively impacted.
And it's really interesting, Dr. Carson, and we were talking about this with our previous guest, Robin Poffman. She was a journalist in Lower Manhattan when those planes hit the towers, and she was one of the first reporters to broadcast what was happening. And she fears that a lot of young people in this country just don't understand the significance of what happened that day. And I don't think a lot of people understand that the entire world, and certainly our nation, changed forever as a result of what happened.
That's exactly right. And a lot of people don't realize the implications of leaving our southern border open when there are nations like Iran that want to destroy us. Why wouldn't they send their terrorists in here? Why wouldn't they be planning something even bigger than 9/11? It seems like they'd be negligent if they weren't doing that.
You were just named a few days ago as the National Faith Chairman for the 2024 Trump campaign. Tell us about the position and what is your responsibility going to be in that role?
Well, it's a new position, but really there are so many evangelical Christians who have set out these elections and have decided that nobody is adequate to vote for, and helping people to recognize that we've got to be a little more responsible than that, because we are the guardians of the future for our children and our grandchildren and all the people who are coming after us. And if we just sit by and complain and twiddle our thumbs, the country will inevitably devolve, particularly as we lose our moral compass, as we lose our faith basis, which teaches us to love your neighbor, not to hate your neighbor, not to cancel your neighbor if they have a different yard sign. Those are things that are very foreign to the founding principles of our nation.
Are you concerned that there are outside forces at play here trying to convince evangelicals, and I think the Catholics too, to some extent, to disengage from, you know, politics and the culture?
Without question. Without question, they would love to have individuals disengage. But, you know, think about Marxism and socialism. What do they always do? They try to get rid of God. Why? Because they want the population to be totally dependent on them. They don't want you to depend on some other source for strength and inspiration. It needs to be them. So absolutely, they are trying to do that. They're manipulating us. And what? The sad thing is a lot of us are falling for it.
So what happens if a majority of the registered voters in this country who are Christians, if they get out and vote on Election Day, what happens on Election Day?
Well, I think if they vote according to their faith and vote according to our American traditions, you look at our founding document, it says that our rights come from our Creator, a.k.a. God, pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, you have to ask yourself, which side of the aisle promotes life? Which side of the aisle promotes liberty, allowing you to live the life that you want to lead? Which side of the aisle promotes your talents to the point where you can become very successful and very fulfilled? And if you do an objective analysis of that, it should be pretty easy to decide which way to vote.
Dr. Carson, and by the way, folks, Dr. Ben Carson joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, and Dr. Carson will also be a guest on my Newsmax show tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern time, so you'll be able to watch Dr. Carson. The debate last night, moving ahead, and the initial polling data doesn't seem to indicate that anybody was swayed one way or the other. Should the president debate again, if not, what should the president be doing?
Well, I think a debate would be good if it's done in a more neutral way. You know, having moderators who are clearly on one side, who only fact check one of the contestants, that doesn't make a lot of sense. So, no, I wouldn't do another debate like that. But if you can get some neutral type people, and there are several of them out there, and people who will actually follow up on the questions. You know, they did ask some good questions, like they asked Kamala Harris, you know, why she had moved from her radical leftist positions back to the center. But she didn't answer the question. And they didn't follow up on it. They didn't pressure on the issue. You need to follow up. You need to really get answers to the questions. You don't get any extra points for just asking a good question if you don't get an answer for it.
It's a fair point. And again, folks, on Thursday, Dr. Ben Carson is going to be in the Memphis area. He is going to be speaking at Germantown Baptist Church, the keynote speaker for the Confidential Care Mobile Ministry. And their mission is pretty straightforward. They rescue preborn babies from abortion, and they love their moms into the kingdom. And Dr. Carson, I can't think of a more noble thing than that.
Absolutely. That's what we talk about when we talk about life. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
All right.
And, one of the things just want to mention quickly is we're in the process of losing our population because the average birth per woman is down to 1.6, and it requires 2.1 just to maintain the population. We need to be much more concerned about our family formation and what's happening to our population.
Well, Dr. Carson, we're so excited to be able to welcome you to the Memphis area. This is my hometown. And I can promise you, we're going to feed you very well tomorrow. I just want to give you a heads up there. So
I never have to worry about that in Tennessee.
No, this is true. This is absolutely true. And I hope Mrs. Carson is doing well.
Yeah, she'll be with me.
Wonderful. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun then. Folks, I can't think of a finer couple in America than Dr. and Mrs. Ben Carson. And you folks at Germantown Baptist Church are going to have a wonderful opportunity to meet them. Confidential Care. If you'd like information, go to confidentialcaremm.org, and you'll be able to find out about their incredible ministry. Dr. Carson, safe travels to you.
All right. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. Dr. Ben Carson. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to watch Dr. Carson. He'll be joining me tonight on Newsmax, 8 o'clock Eastern, on Prime News. Speaking of Newsmax, by the way, before we have to go to a quick break, Newsmax just announced that you can now buy preferred shares in the company. So if you want to own a piece of the great conservative news network known as Newsmax, all you have to do is go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes magazine calls Newsmax a news powerhouse, and they really are. You can buy shares with a credit card if you'd like, NewsmaxInvest.com. Be sure to consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Again, NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, just a reminder, Hurricane Francine is nothing to mess around with, so be careful if you're listening to us in Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee. We're going to be getting a lot of the remnants here, I believe, starting late tonight, early tomorrow morning. So just be careful. Listen to your local radio. Make sure you have a transistor radio handy. When the power goes out, at least you'll know that radio is going to be working. Also, want to give a shout out to Young America's Foundation. Thousands of conservative teenagers and college students across the country putting out American flags to honor those killed in the 9/11 terrorist attack. So we certainly appreciate the great work of Young America's Foundation. All right, let's try to work in some calls here. Let's start with Mac in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Mac. What's on your mind?
You were mentioning 9/11, and I would not take away at all from the suffering of the people who lost their loved ones in that. But did you know many, many more people were affected by that? All of the buildings around the World Trade Center were closed, and people couldn't go back to their jobs. No doubt many of them lost their jobs, and it affected my family. My daughter had been accepted in the master's degree publishing program at the University of New York there in Manhattan, and she had a job offered to her across the street from the World Trade Center. 9/11 put an end to her job and her education. So other people suffered too.
The trajectory of a lot of people's lives changed on that day. It changed mine. I think it changed so many people, including looking at people like our vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, who joined up and fought in the war, as so many young men and young women did of that time. Mac, appreciate that call. God bless you. Thank you for that story. Let's go to Diane in Maine, WLOB. Hi, Diane. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay. I'm just blessed by God because my family's still intact, but I wanted to call about President Trump's debate last night. I think he did very well because he had to rebuke most of Kamala Harris's lies that I kept yelling and screaming at the TV about. And I agree with Vice President Kamala Harris. We have to have a new playbook. We have to turn the pages. And that starts with getting you out of office, Biden, and the whole Democrat Party to get out. Go into oblivion, go wherever you want to go, and spew all your lies. And the last thing I want to say is that President Trump's last remarks, and I love him for it, is, Vice President Harris, why don't you go and wake up your boss at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and shut the border down? You keep talking about it, but you never do it. And that's all I have to say, Todd.
Diane, it's a beautiful thing. I think you need to be on Trump's campaign, his debate team. The next debate, if there is one, I'm recommending Diane from Maine.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Take care, Diane. Let's go to Greg in Jackson, Tennessee. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I'll go quick if I can. During the debate, they asked Kamala about Ukraine-Russian war, and he started off and said, you know, I've been there several times. I've talked to Zelensky. I've talked to Putin. And he began to say, I express to them the need to recognize borders and international boundaries. I mean, is that the pot calling the kettle black? The Trump campaign needs to make a commercial. And you know, you're familiar with the old adage, your actions speak so loud I can't hear what you're saying.
Yes.
They need to make a commercial. Play that soundbite. Play the soundbite of her defunding police, bailing out terrorists on the border. They need to play the soundbite. On the defund the police, play the soundbite, and then have a group of policemen that are backing Trump say, her actions speak so loud, we don't believe what she's saying.
I think that's a terrific idea, Greg, and the campaign is turning out a lot of commercials, I know, on the social media platforms, and it certainly appears that that is where they're putting most of the emphasis on getting the ads, especially to younger American voters. So, Greg, it's a great idea. Thank you for that call. Let's go to Mary Lynn in Minnesota. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, there's a lot on my mind, but today I'm going to concentrate on the debate. In 2016, before the presidential Republican presidential primary, we went to the family leader, the Iowa Family Leaders Candidate Forum, and it was hosted by Frank Luntz, and all of the candidates were put together in a back room somewhere, and they were brought out one at a time, and everyone was given the same question, with a few variations that were specific to that person. But it was marvelous. There was no shouting over each other. There was no bashing each other, no arguing. And it was so fair because everyone got the same question in the same tone. And so I just wish that they would do it that way again. And I think it's probably deliberate that they don't. They have to be aware of that method. And I think it's deliberate that they don't, because then the liberal media, who seems to be in charge of all the debates, can can do their work the way they want and get the outcome that they want.
I think that's it's a good thought, and I like that format, but I don't think that makes good TV. And they were looking for drama. They were fabricating a narrative and a storyline last night, Mary Lynn. And I think that's what really angers me, is that this is not what we've got too many big problems in this country to put up with a lot of the nonsense that we saw last night. Mary Lynn, I hate to do this. We're up against a hard break here. I'm going to have to let you go. And I do want to squeeze in Miss Linda, who's been waiting for almost 2 hours. Linda, so sorry, but what is on your mind? I'm giving you the last word of the day.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
I agree that Trump won the debate, and I'm going to tell you why. He appeared presidential. He is willing to stand up against China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, and that's what we need. But what we need to remember is, first of all, we need to pray for this man, and second of all, we need to remember that God is in control, and he will rescue us how he wants to.
Yes, he will, Linda. And what a great word to end this program with. You're absolutely right. God is still in control. Linda, thank you for that. Folks, it has been a wild show. We're going to pick it up all over again tomorrow. So if you weren't able to get on the show today, give us a holler back tomorrow. Sweet mercy. I'm ready for a nap, and I need one. 8 o'clock tonight Eastern time. Be sure to watch me on Prime News. We're going to have a great time, great guests, including Ben Dieter, Dr. Ben Carson. So be sure to hang out with us. You folks, be good, America.